views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London, and you are listening to Get Inspired Radio here on Transformation Talk Radio. I want to invite you to stay with us for the next hour and let us inspire you and help you to create the life that you so desire. Now, each week on the show, we're going to bring you guests that have overcome challenges, guests who are going to inspire you, and guests who will share tools and techniques to help you to create that life that you so desire. And today, we have got an incredibly awesome show for you. We've got Joseph Gabby back with us, and he's going to do little mini numerology readings on y'all. So I want to encourage you all to take this opportunity to call in and experience numerology. And the number you're going to call is 1-800-930-2819. And you can also ask your question or share your name and your full birthday on the TransformationTalkRadio.com website, the instant feedback area, and then we'll pass that on to Joseph. So my friend Christopher, you're a year older.
Yes. Well, technically speaking, since the last time you did a show, that we did a show together, I'm 7 days older, but yes, on my age, it's gone up 1 year. So instead of 40, I'm 41 now.
So do you feel smarter, wiser?
Well, I feel like a smart bleep, and I can't say that word. That's how smart I feel.
Oh, no. Okay. So things haven't changed. And did you have a great birthday? You went away for the weekend?
Yes. Actually, Lena kind of surprised me. She had asked me what I wanted to do. We left Saturday afternoon when I was done doing live broadcasts for the day. We took a ferry out to the North Fork of Long Island, and I was very excited because I brought a Walkman with me, and I wanted to see how WBLQ came in out there because I don't ever get out to the east end of Long Island. And okay, it sounds so clear on salt water. We were like the strongest station on AM. Of course, normal people would be enjoying the scenery and everything,
but I was excited
about the radio. And then we left, we went through Long Island. We stayed at a hotel on Long Island, went into Montauk the next day, and then we went out to New York City and went to Times Square. And if you go to my Facebook page, there's actually pictures of Lena and I in New York underneath the David Letterman studio and all sorts of things.
Oh, nice. I don't know, for some reason I tried to connect with you yesterday on the Facebook and I couldn't get connected. So you're going to have to send me what page, because I thought we were connected, but I tried to forward something to you and it wouldn't work. So we'll have to talk after the show and
You know what it is, Sue? I tried to friend you personally, and at the time, this was a long time ago, it told me that you had too many friends.
I do. That's a good thing, though. Yeah, I do. Yeah,
you're just too popular.
We'll have to, I'll have to friend you. Yeah, because I think I have something like 2,000 or more than 2,000 that are wanting to be my friends. And I think you're only allowed 5,000 friends, aren't you, on Facebook? Something like that?
I have three. Did you ask me how many friends I had?
Is it the maximum 5,000?
Yeah, I don't think there is a maximum. I think it's like Facebook has a mind of its own.
Oh, okay. Well,
As I'm talking to you, there are already calls coming in for Joseph, so I'm actually answering the phone and talking to you at the same time.
Well, why don't I let you take those calls, and I'll tell everybody about Joseph, and then Joseph is going to, so you know what numerology is, he's going to read and do numerology on our wonderful producer, Christopher, so you can see how this works. But let me tell you about Joseph. Joseph has been with us before. He's an incredible man. He's very gifted. I'm honored to call him my friend. Joseph has always been intrigued by spiritual phenomena, and this has been a major influence on him since his early life. Now, at the age of 8, he discovered his clairvoyance. A natural medium, he shares his gift with others through meditation classes, numerology, and spiritual healing. He is truly a man you want to work with, folks. Now, today, as I mentioned, you're going to learn how numerology is a tool that can help you in many areas of your life. And for some of you lucky callers that call in, you're going to be able to experience how numerology works and what kind of information you can get. Now, I want to encourage you that if you want to book a full reading, or I guess Joseph will correct me if I call it a reading, numerology, go to his website, theblueprintofyoursoul.com, and you can connect with Joseph there, see everything that he's doing, and then you can just see how much more he can help you. So, Joseph, my friend, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me back, Sue, and glad to be here.
Well, let me ask you, first of all, am I saying that right, that it's a numerology reading?
I've been calling it for all my life, consultation.
Consultation, okay. And so for our callers today who want to have a consultation with you, do you just need their name and their full birthday? Is that all they need to give you?
The reason I call it consultation is basically because I do make correction on their name. You know, so if I do suggest what they can change, I will ask them for their name at birth. Then I ask them for their name they use today. And then I will see if there is some self-sabotaging that they did, you know, from whatever reason it happens. It can happen.
Okay.
That one of their names, they stash it in the closet.
So when people are on the instant feedback area sending in their information, what do you want them to send? Their name at birth, their first name and their last name?
Yeah, for today's sake, I only need the first name and their date of birth. We can do it simpler this way. But if somebody wants to go to the details and they feel there's something in their name, they're not comfortable with it, then I can completely analyze our whole system and how to make it the best way for them.
Well, I know when we had you on the show last time, you were saying to our producer, Chris, he had to go by Christopher, and he does go by Christopher, and that was so empowering for you, wasn't it, Christopher?
Yes, it actually made some changes in my life. So, you know, a lot more people call me Christopher. There's still a lot of call me Chris, but more people call me Christopher now.
But it is your responsibility to correct them.
I know. Sometimes out of what I feel to be politeness, I don't correct people. But you're right.
Yeah, but being polite is going to cost you, then it's not too good for you.
I will make a note of that.
I'll keep after him in that end, Joseph, okay? Okay, so, Joseph, why don't we get started for everyone to see how this works? Because in honor of Christopher's birthday he just had, how about you do his numerology? That would be April the 13th, 1973. Correct,
All
Christopher?
Right.
Yes.
All right. Now, Christopher, your destiny is not going to change in terms of form. It only changed in terms of how much, since last time we spoke, how much you dealt with things in life and how much you made the progress into yourself and going forward. Now, we understand your destiny is about being a leader, you know, and you need to lead in a bigger way. You're very gifted, but you might have a blockage of the fear of the unknown at one point because of the zero in your destiny, which is a 10, which is equal to 1.
You have an excellent memory.
You know, and this is where it has to because it is everybody with a zero, they have the same problem.
Wow.
From my experience in 20 years, you know, they always fall into the same loop. Now, on your birthday this year, you're starting your year 6. Now, year 6 is about bringing you can enhance your relationship, you can even commit even bigger into it, you can bring more, watching for more for your health this year is good. It's things to happen from those arena in your life. Six is about responsibility and how to delegate responsibility to others, not you're doing everything on your own. Family might be important this year also for you. And it's all of these going to be coming into your life at this moment, and to learn for you to balance your life. And this is very important and very crucial for you to balance your life and to bring... Now, you have one side in you that I want to emphasize on it, and because that side, which is sometimes you're too comfortable. So you are comfortable in your discomfort. Sometimes, you know, whatever discomfort you have, you're still comfortable.
I agree.
So, and this is why you're not moving as fast as you should be, because you're too comfortable.
You're so, right on.
You know, and this is something that you need to be watching, because that your two vibrations that you have a lot in it, and your challenge with it, and your vibration is for you to get out from the back seat, or not the back seat only, get out from your comfort zone, and you need to step into the bigger vision that you have in order to spread it into a bigger way. But if you're comfort in your discomfort, you won't do that.
Wow, this is amazing how you hit it right on, though, because I am comfortable with my discomfort. That's the best way to put it.
Because this is the way it is. So I mean, and this is, if you want to move forward and you want to spice things in your life, you need to do something now, because if you keep postponing things, you're going to keep going into a spiral, you know, and that spiral can take you any different directions.
Mm-hmm.
So. I don't normally hear Christopher speechless.
Well, I'm speechless when everything I hear is exactly, I can relate to every single thing he's saying. So I am speechless.
Yeah.
So what's my question to you is, what's your next move?
To find a way to not be comfortable with my discomfort, and to try, I mean, not to try, to make changes in those areas of discomfort.
And this is why you need to start paying attention to your wording on a regular basis, because wording has a lot of vibration to it. You need to watch what you're saying to yourself, or what's in your thought, and what's your the way you're thinking. Those you need to clarify a lot, and the way you speak, of course, you know, because you don't want to negate what you want to be going after.
Can you give me an example of wording that you're referring to?
Okay, so if in your speech always you keep saying, I can't, I can't, I can't, then you won't do anything. So you need to change the I can't that I do. Or you keep saying, I try. Try doesn't work. You know, mm-hmm. If you keep putting into your phrases, if you're saying something positive and then you put the word but in between, and then you negate everything, then it's completely negating the whole thing for you. So you need to watch how you phrase your phrase and to what you want, and not concentrate on what you don't want.
Sometimes when I use the word but, I don't even realize I'm saying it.
We do it unconsciously. You know, if you want to say the word I know, K-N-O-W, K-N-O-W, when it is represented to your body, your body will understand it as N-O, as no. So wow. Anytime you're going to say I know, you need to start saying I understand.
Because no is negative.
It's negative.
And I'm not going to answer
how many people
that
say
with I know.
How many people I understand. Say
right.
That.
I understand. And this is where you have to be careful with the wording that you're going to be putting. Because those wording are negating what you're trying to push, pull in front of you. I'll give you a small example also. It's like if I remember one time I was standing to buy a lotto ticket a long time ago, and one person in front of me was telling his friend, I keep buying lotto, but I never win.
Uh-huh.
I said, do I shut up about it, or I tell him something, you know? I said, excuse me, why are you buying your lotto ticket? Go buy a coffee or have a dinner, because I guarantee you, you're not going to win anyway. Why are you wasting your money?
So many people wouldn't be losing their houses to gambling if they could just listen to that advice.
I mean, it's seriously, because it's the wording that we put in front of us are the biggest obstacle for in our way of where we're going to be going in our life. I mean, why the law of attraction doesn't work, and why some people the law of attraction works with them, some people doesn't. You need to watch how much contradiction you're doing for that law of attraction to make it happen.
Well, do you have any problem with me saying thank you? Because if you don't say these things to me, I would never realize it. So thank you, Joseph.
No problem. My pleasure. And happy birthday again.
Thank you very much.
Enjoy your year.
That was fun, Christopher.
Not only was it fun, it was dead on.
Yeah, I know, eh? Okay, well, how about we have to take a break here shortly, but we have a caller on the line, Christopher?
Yes, we do. We have Dana, is how she pronounces her name. She's calling in from Monroe, Washington, and she's born on 2/12/53, so February 12th, 1953.
Hi, Dana. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Are you ready to be amazed?
I am ready to be amazed, absolutely.
Okay, Joseph, bring it on, sweetheart.
Uh-oh. All right.
I'm not trying to scare you there, by the way.
So 2/12/53. Okay, so 12/5/15/20/23. So is it Dana or Dana?
Dana.
Dana, okay. Dana, your destiny is a 5. Now, 5 is a very interesting destiny. It's very, flamboyant destiny in the sense of it. But it's also, it's a serious destiny. It has two play to it. Now, the first seriousness about it is about your freedom. Freedom is very critical and crucial for you. You have to have some freedom somewhere in your life. Otherwise, your life will be completely going into a catch-22. Now, the freedom is the freedom from family, from religion, from culture, from your way of thinking that doesn't support you any longer, from your thought that doesn't apply any longer in your life, from negative people around you, from your own, all your responsibilities, and also from all your fears. It's a total freedom. Doesn't mean you need to have them all, but one of these freedoms you need to take and you're resisting to take can give you a lot of headache. And that's very important for you because you, with this vibration, if I ask Dana what you do, you might give me 2-3 business cards because you can be the jack of all trade also with this. Because you're very versatile. You're very versatile. You're very resourceful. You're very changeable. You're very broad-minded with this vibration, free-spirited, and you're here to be as a teacher for humanity. So you cannot be a teacher for humanity and you're stuck behind all of the limitation of people around you that they're not making you free. So you have a vivid imagination and you're here for the expansion of yourself and of your soul. So you have a very nice vibration. So the only two things I would like you to be paying attention from the 5 is the most important aspect of the 5 is not to have fear of freedom. And the second one is the self-indulgence. And self-indulgence is basically gambling, drinking, smoking, drugs, overeating or under-eating, over-sex or under-sex, over-shopping or under-shopping, over-exercising or under-exercising. Anything you do too much of it or too little of it to keep avoiding dealing with what you need to be dealing with in the first place. And you need to ease up a little bit on your sensitivity and you need to express more your emotions.
How does that feel for you, Dana?
Yeah,
kind of got
ease up on sensitivity. is that like the response, one's response to something?
In which way?
Well, ease up. One of the things you said was ease up on sensitivity. Is that like being sensitive?
Sometimes you can
something
be over sensitive.
Said?
Sometimes you can be overly sensitive yourself. Because the moment you become overly sensitive, you can easily become a victim or a doormat for someone else, and that you need to avoid.
So, Joseph, another way of saying it is like maybe taking things personally,
too much,
being sensitive.
Yes, that's how
too sensitive
I...
Is taken. Yeah, to take it too sensitive.
That's
and
how
you have
I heard
a very
it.
Good, you have a gift also of being as a prolific writer. You can channel book after book if you'd like to. It's a choice you make.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you just said.
You can be a prolific writer. You can channel book after book if you put your mind into it. That's part of your gift.
Really? Yeah. It's sort of been there in the back of my mind, but I just kind of keep turning it off and doing
that's
something else.
That's why I'm telling it to you to remind you of it.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Then you write your book, and then you come on the show and you share that with others.
Well, not unlike Christopher, you really got me kind of, huh?
He has that habit of doing that to everybody, Dana.
To everybody? No, I don't get speechless
with
everybody.
I'm like, I can't even formulate questions because I'm like, you're right about that one.
Is there anything else that you wanted to share with Dana?
Joseph? Well, I was going to ask, how does this play out in career? But I, the more I think about it, just the specifics kind of should feed into that.
I mean, look, when it comes to career or relationship or anything, you need to take action. Doesn't matter what it is you're going to start with. Just take a leap of faith and taking one leap, one action. And once you start walking towards the path, and the universe will start bringing you more stuff into your hand. And then you choose whatever you want. Mm-hmm. But if you're not doing mm-hmm. any action, you're sitting waiting, then nothing's going to show up.
That is so true. Joseph, you have hit the nail on the head. And sometimes it just helps to hear it and kind of wake up your senses.
Well, this
I appreciate this very much.
No problem. So it is something very important to start recognizing. Look, we all have gifts. We all have many things, but we always keep saying, what are they? How to do it? How? But nobody's taking any action. It's not about anything. It's just start walking. The moment you start walking, things will start to transform into your own way of walking. And that's all it is. Everybody's
it's a little perception.
Something.
It's going to walk towards you.
Well, you know, but because anything you want in your life wants you also. Anything.
Mm-hmm.
Anything you have desires about it, it has desires to you. But start doing something about it.
Just do something. Thank you, Joseph.
My keep
pleasure.
Us posted
you just made my day.
On what steps you take there and share your journey with us.
I will, absolutely. Thank you so much. I appreciate talking to both of you.
Thanks for calling in.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye. Okay, so Joseph, people are listening, and they're thinking, how does he do this? Is
magic.
This by using the numbers? Are you using your intuition with this? How do you do this so accurately?
It's magic. That's all.
Magic.
Basically, look, the numbers are the numbers, regardless to which person they are said, but they can be replaced in different fashion, different angles. Plus, I use my intuition, because sometimes I emphasize with one person into one area, but I don't emphasize with someone else, and this is my intuition telling me to talk about this subject.
So do you find, like, when you're reading somebody, does it channel through you?
Yeah. I want to give you a secret. Oh, I forgot it's on radio.
Yep.
But it's not a secret for me anyway. I studied numerology in 4 hours.
In 4 hours, really?
Yeah, I've been practicing it for over 21 years.
Wow. So, yeah, you are very gifted. I know every time I talk to you, it's like we're talking on the phone and I just had put the intention out. I was looking for something. And then this is when, you know, it came to fruition that you just seem to have the answer. So, yeah. Just amazing.
You know what I mean?
It's not about
how much you put into anything. It's how you start doing something about it. That's all it is. Keep walking. Keep doing. Don't stop. You know,
taking the action.
And waiting,
and you know,
making the action.
You know, it's really amazing that, Joseph, as you know, I'm writing my next book right now. And mm-hmm. the chapter that I just wrote was about taking action. You know, we get signs come to us. We get, you know, messages, direction in so many ways. But often people question that and then they don't take the action and then they wonder, well, they don't have answered prayers or there nothing happens in their life. And that's the big thing, taking action. So mm-hmm. I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah, I mean, this is the only weakness. And we keep the funny part is we don't take action, but we keep complaining.
Yes.
Hello.
Yeah.
There's a contradiction here.
Yeah, that's no good in any way, folks. You have to take the action if you want to see the results. I want to share with everybody again, Joseph's website is theblueprintofyoursoul.com. You are just hearing Joseph do a small consultation of what you would get in a big reading with him. Now, I've said earlier, Joseph does so many different things. He is a healer. He does workshops. He is a gift of so many trades. If you're wanting changes, if you want to, you know what to do next, you want to connect with Joseph and that website is theblueprintofyoursoul.com. We're going to take a break here, folks, and when we come back, Joseph is going to continue to do more readings, and I want to encourage you all to take this opportunity and give us a call and experience a reading with Joseph. And that number you call, folks, is 1-800-930-2819. Again, it's 1-800-930-2819. And you can also ask your questions on the instant feedback area on transformationtalkradio.com. And we just need to have your name and we need your full birthday. And then Joseph will take it from there. So, folks, stay tuned. We'll take that break and we'll come back with more numerology with Joseph.
Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, 800-203-3775.
Tap into your I Am energy to discover who you truly are and who you always have been. Dawn Smith offers a simple yet profound and life-changing way to discover your I Am energy that is hidden beneath the toxicity caused by choices we made consciously or unconsciously prior to today. This internal perfection is not an idea, a theory, or some vague notion or concept. On the contrary, it is beyond the grasp of the brain and its intellectual interpretations, as it lies deep within the language of our hearts. Visit IamEnergy.ca.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio hosts and motivational speaker Sue London. Thursdays on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. My guest today, folks, is Joseph Gabby, and our topic is numerology, and we have had a speechless caller. We have had a speechless producer as Joseph has read them. Joseph Gabby is one very gifted man, folks, and I want to encourage you today to phone in and experience numerology with Joseph. He is absolutely amazing, and as our two people he's worked with so far today have said, that he was right on. Now, if you're too shy to call in, you can instant feedback message us through the TransformationTalkRadio.com website. Just share your name and your full birthday. That's the month, the day, and then the year, folks. And Joseph will share the message that you need to hear. To learn about Joseph, go to his website, theblueprintofyoursoul.com. That's theblueprintofyoursoul.com. Go to his website, see how much more things that he has to offer you to help you with you along your journey. And we want more callers here, guys, so don't be shy. Call us at 1-800-930-2819. Again, the number is 1-800-930-2819. Now, Joseph, are you ready to do a reading on our consultation on Brian? And his birthday is October the 5th, 1972.
Brian, okay.
Okay.
So one, okay, and so Brian is a seven. All right. So the now for Brian, let me put it that way. Many people they might see Brian as, let's put it between bracket, as being weird, but technically speaking, he's not weird. He's unique because he have sometimes the problem with the seven is they're very gifted. But they like to have the answer before they're able to speak. So they isolate themselves. And this is where what might happen with Brian. Is he's very gifted. He have lots of gifts. He have lots of potentials. He have lots of awarenesses. but sometimes he doesn't know what to do with them. And he needs kind of guidance to be put into place. Now, the what he needs to learn, Brian, for from this destiny of seven, what he needs to learn is basically how much he trusts in himself. And that's crucial for him. It's the more he trusts in himself, the more he flourish, the more he be able to do and whatever he wants. He loves isolation. He loves to be on his own. And this is why sometimes the relationship with Brian is not simple, is not easy, because he thinks, I need to do everything on my own. This way I can get where I'm supposed to go along that road. Doesn't mean that's true. He have a lot of energy, yes. He have lots of awarenesses, yes. He's very intuitive. He's a very spiritual person. But what I need to bring the attention for Brian is sometimes he might have a small fear of his of his own gifts, and this is where he have to be watching for that from time to time. And the big thing that he needs to watch is to stop over analyzing everything. Because the moment he starts over analyzing, he never stops. And this is what he puts him back into two, three steps backward from going forward.
Okay. Okay, good. So, Brian, thank you for sharing your birthday with us. And you've got some homework to do, too, by the sounds of it. Was there anything else you wanted to share for Brian? Or did that wrap that one up?
No, that will be he needs to watch three fears with the seven.
Okay.
The fear of his own gifts, the fear of failing, and the fear of being successful.
Okay.
And that's what he have to watch from that. But he's very gifted. He needs to start opening his sixth sense and start using it.
Okay, good. So, Brian, let us know how that works out for you. Okay. Are you ready to take a caller now?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Christopher, who do we have on the line first? I know we have a couple here.
Yes, we have a couple. We'll go to Gail from Westerly, whose birth date is March 10th, 1955.
Hi, Gail. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you.
Good. Okay, so Joseph, what would you like to say to Gail?
Well, Gail, is her destiny is six, and destiny six is a great, nice destiny, and it needs balance in her life. Now, sometimes Gail might think or believe, I don't know who gave her that idea, she might think or believe that she is the one responsible for everybody around her. You're not. You're only responsible for yourself and show people to be responsible, but don't do it for them. If you keep doing it for them, if anything goes wrong, they're going to blame you for it and they never learn anything about responsibility. And that's very important. And stop trying to do everything to be perfect. Because being perfect becomes your excuse for not doing it. And that's very important.
Okay.
Now, the six for you, you need to watch. The most important aspect on the six, where your destiny is taking you, is responsibility, is family, health, and balance. Now, family is very important for you. You like them, you don't like them, it doesn't matter. There's a lot of the family coming from past lives. So if it's not working, it's time to close it. And close the loop, and you don't need to suffer with it for all your life. If it's working, it's great, and you can still close the loop, but it doesn't matter, it's up to you. But this is where the six is important for the family aspect. So you like to have a commitment. You like always to be into a relationship. You like to have your own family, maybe, or whatever it is. So six is a very homey place. You need to always to watch your health with the six. It's very important. And you need to balance your life because the six is the only vibration that you should always have the male and the female side balanced to each other. And that's very important. So with this vibration, you're a very good listener. You listen very well. If you are sitting into a sitting, you're paying attention to details here. You listen very well. You're very intuitive. You're a very strong healer. You can do healing while you're sleeping even. So healing is a part of your gift, and you're very generous in nature. You're very content, very good advisor. If you're working into life as a nurse or as a doctor or as a holistic practitioner, whatever in all of these areas, you can do great work with that because this is what home for you. on the inside. You're very ethical, faithful, emotional, supportive, romantic, patient. Six has many quality with it because it's, you should balance it. Now, what I want you to be careful with the six is basically stop feeling victimized or complaining about things, being unhappy, suspicious of everything around you, unforgiving, especially forgiveness, fault-finding in everything, and despair. And this is where you need to balance that six at one point. Now, you have also the fear of the unknown that I spoke before to Christopher, because you're born on the 10, which has the 0 in it, and that might be the one is holding you down, that you're not going to your full potentials. Mm-hmm. And that fear of the unknown can hold anybody. And this is where, for myself personally, the way I believe it, there's no other fear. The only one fear that exists is the fear of the unknown. Every other fear is our own fabrication. You know, the biggest fear that exists is the fear of the unknown. And the rest are small pies. You know, we create them as our excuse to justify the fear of the unknown. So this is where I'd like you to be careful with the fear of the unknown. And I'd like you to bring up a little bit more your confidence. Because your confidence about yourself is going to help you to become a leader where you're meant to be doing and shining in the truth that you're bringing to the world. Because you have a lot of message behind your being here. So you're not here sitting on a picnic. So you're coming here to do something important. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's time for you to shine for the truth you're here for and start bringing more your creative side, because you have lots of creativity. You might or you might not be using it enough.
Okay. Makes sense.
Makes sense to you? Okay, great.
Yes. Yep. Great.
Good.
Thank you so much.
Good. Thanks for calling in, Gail.
Thank you.
I guess we have one more caller on the line, and after this caller, folks, I'm sorry to say, Joseph will only be able to read this caller, and then we're going to be out of time. I do want to encourage you all to check in with Joseph after. Go to his website, go to theblueprintofyoursoul.com, and I encourage you to work with Joseph. Look what he has to offer. Numerology is not just the only thing, so check out his website, because as you're hearing, he's phenomenal, and everyone's telling you he's getting it like right on the nose for them. So we've got time for one more caller, and that is Christopher. Kate from Connecticut.
Kate from Connecticut. She's born September 23rd, 1973.
Hi, Kate. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you.
What would you like to say to Kate, Joseph?
29. Okay, just one second. 29. Okay. 34, 7. She's a 7 again. We have 2 7s today. Now, Kate is coming from a very old soul. Now, she's here to finish. She's not here to finish a situation in order to start something new from a soul perspective, not from a human level. So she's coming to make a closure. So one of her tasks is to make that closure. And the second part of her task in her life is about to bring compassion first into her life and into humanity, because she's very much as a humanitarian. She has lots of a humanitarian side in her that is sometimes shut down a little bit, is not expressed to the level she likes to express it. But she needs to bring the humanitarian side, because she's very affectionate, she's very have lots of understanding, generous in nature, dedicated, intuitive, enlightened, sympathetic, missionary, and passionate with her this vibration. She needs to have always her... she needs to watch for in her life how much she expresses her own emotions, because it takes her sometimes 1 second to change the subject anytime she doesn't want to speak about her own emotions. But if she's not expressing those emotions, then what on earth are you doing with them? If you're not keeping them on the inside, then one day they're going to explode into an experience you don't like to see, and that's very important. You need to always balance your life from the mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual, and bring some stability into your life. It's very important. And you need to watch also for things not to be lonely or contradiction. And contradiction is very important, not to contradict whatever you're praying to God. If you're praying, if you believe in God, or you're asking the universe for an advice, whatever you're doing from that perspective, don't contradict it in your ways of thinking, in your thought, and the way you speak. Because the moment you contradict it, it's not coming. It's finished. So this is where you have, you know, but you're very, a very practical person. You're very consistent. You're very neat and tidy at certain points. At you should be structured and organized. People love to work with you because you have the devotion in you, and you're very, 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 very gifted. And this is where you need to align and bring all the alignment of everything all together.
Are you speechless, Kate?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's really cool.
And does that sound like you, what Joseph's saying to you?
Yes. Yeah, he described me well, definitely.
And,
I haven't started yet.
Do you feel like you've had your butt kicked there, girl?
Yeah, it's inspiring.
Yeah.
I haven't started yet, huh?
You haven't started to kick her butt yet?
No, I haven't started this. I mean, look, I mean, I'm doing only 5 minutes here.
I know. I'm smiling here because
if somebody
much
would like to learn deeper about themselves, I always have a four-day event they can come and attend it. My next four-day event is in May 29 in Vancouver,
okay.
Canada.
Now, is that in person or can they do that over the online?
No, at the moment it's in person because it's the way it is made. But I might be bringing it online in the future.
Okay, well, Kate, there's something for more you to look into getting into.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in. Folks, as I mentioned before, the website for Joseph, you want to connect with him after the show, it's theblueprintofyoursoul.com. So, Joseph, we have a couple minutes left. Would you like to bring it on to me? I'm going to let you.
What you want?
What do I want? You know what? Let me ask you this, because you've given information to people. And as you know, and Christopher knows, I'm looking at expanding my show and getting in, it is as TV as well. Now, can you tell by my birthday, which is November 23rd, 1962, what is that month that I will be doing that? Is that a question you can answer?
What month you want? You can do that?
Yeah, like what's the best month for me to start to get involved with that? Hosting TV.
At the moment, you're doing the legwork.
Yes.
You know, the talking, the negotiating, the whatever it is. All these the things that we don't like to do.
Yeah.
You're doing those type of work. Now, your most strong months will be from your birthday because you're going to enter a new cycle, which is cycle of five, which is expansion, which is a new beginning, which is completely bringing you more creativity to spread out the different ways, different, you know, and the adventure might bring some adventure to you through that experience. So it has many different ways of looking into it. So the November, I see it as a very positive, but doesn't mean you cannot start it earlier. As long as you are done the legwork on it.
Yes,
you know,
I can honestly say to you, as you know too, we've talked that I am doing a lot of legwork right now. And interestingly, November I will be in the Caribbean for a week on a Caribbean cruise, and then coming back and staying in Miami area for a week of holiday. And we do come back on my birthday, November 23rd. So it's interesting that you did say that is a new beginning after that, because I'll be well rested after that.
Mm-hmm. And this is where you come into your full strength. I'm ready to conquer my middle of my cycle now, and I'm going to take it from this point on. And this is your new beginning into your cycle that started 5 years ago.
And okay.
This is where everything will fit into place.
Okay, so this year for me is mainly just getting the things in place for what's coming then.
Yes.
Whenever
leg of work you need to do for it, whenever paperwork you need to fill up for it, whenever negotiation you need to do for it, anything leg work that we don't like to do usually, but this is the year to do it.
Okay, good. Well, so you mean to tell me that you don't have to kick my butt this time we talk?
No.
Wow. Christopher, do you hear that?
I can't believe that somebody said not to kick Sue's butt.
I know. Wow. I'm impressed.
Well, life sometimes can change, you know.
Yeah. Well, that's great. Now, we've just got another minute left here. We've got another 5 minutes left here.
I just want to say one quick thing.
Yeah, go ahead.
Has anything and Sue's going to really spank me for saying this, but has anybody ever said... Or in numerology, that you should be calling Sue Susan.
I hate that.
I told her a long time ago.
Yep.
Because Susan is a master number. She's afraid of it.
You told me to call me Susan?
I believe so.
No, you always told me to call myself Sue.
Susan is 11.
Really? I don't go by Susan ever.
Aren't you glad I brought it up, though? Because you didn't know this.
No, do you hear how I'm getting angry?
Yeah, you sound...
Whoa, that's a tricky point for me.
This might be important, though, Sue.
But Susan is a master with somebody with a vision to make a difference on a bigger scale.
But isn't Sue London, my full name, a master as well?
Yes, it could be. I don't have it added 100%, but Susan alone, it's a strong master number.
And it is
very important. But because maybe I don't want to use all of the strengths of me. I want to keep playing small sometimes.
Okay.
You know.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, I'm just getting a message here. I'm not trying to upset you, but my gut told me to tell you that. This is Christopher and I talking behind
the
scenes.
Not tell you that, but to ask Joseph that.
Oh, how interesting. Well, I know we talked about your name. Yeah, that's interesting because I had Susan, like I was born as Susan, and I had a challenging young age, like childhood and that. And as soon as I went through divorce from my ex-husband, my first husband, that is, I never used Susan ever again after that. And I always went by Sue from like the day he was gone. And forward, I've always used Sue.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of interesting.
Because you have to see, London is 11, is a master number, yes.
Yep.
Now, Sue is 8, 9, and 9 plus 11 is a 2. So you are a 2 vibration. Now, if you have Susan and London together, you become a master number 22, which is somebody going completely everywhere.
Really?
Yeah, it's a totally different vibration.
Wow, and so it sounds like I might have an issue with that because I don't think I'd ever use Susan.
Because, you know, for whatever reason, you have to see from that childhood, whatever reason that is, you know, somebody limiting you to stay into the playing small.
Yeah, yeah, and I have always been raised, like, I've always been limited in my childhood and in that first marriage, mm-hmm. and yet I switched to Sue.
You have to remember, your first marriage is your attraction to whatever was a reflection from your childhood that you never dealt with.
That's right, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, and this is why we keep attracting people. And how many times people say to themselves, I keep attracting similar people in my life? Then ask yourself the question, why?
Let me ask you this, because when I changed my name to Sue, I never attracted any of those people again. All the abusers were gone in my life.
Okay. It could be a coincidence, but doesn't mean that's the reality of it.
Okay. How
you might be, you already dealt with the issue of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was like a hose went
and cleared all of those people that were like that in my life.
Yeah. So, you know.
Wow. How interesting. Okay, folks, I have to say that I am speechless too. Christopher, I there you go.
I don't want you to be mad at me, Sue. I was trying to.
Oh, no.
There's something in my gut that just said Joseph is on. We hardly ever have him on, and I had to ask the question for you. Something told me to ask that.
Well, look at you tapping into your intuition, mm-hmm. not letting fear hold you back and going with it.
Because I was afraid to say it.
What's that?
Trying to step into the unknown. Mm-hmm. Come on, give him a break. Give him a break.
No, it doesn't upset me. That, like, you asking that question, Christopher, it's more like I would never ever think to use Susan as my name now. When people actually call Susan, I don't even turn my head and acknowledge it. That's how much I don't answer to Susan. So it's interesting.
You're only blocking it.
Wow.
Only blocking it. Find out what's the reason you're blocking it.
How interesting. That's very interesting. Now to go with the names, Joseph, you have to tell Christopher and all our listeners. Everyone knows that we have a new puppy, Marley. Mm-hmm. Do you remember what you told me what his name meant? Have I got you on the spot? Or should I tell them?
Tell them.
Pardon?
Yeah, you can say.
Yeah, Marley is a master. You said his name was Master. Correct me if I'm wrong. Master.
Yeah, it's the Master number 11 also.
Yep. Yeah, and about bringing things in a big way and being out there in a big way. So it's interesting how that was the puppy that was sent to us with a name like that. Because I would not have picked that name, but that was his name that we got with him.
Mm-hmm. Look, but there's no coincidence in life.
Oh, no, absolutely not.
We have soul agreements. If we don't have the soul agreements, we never connect with the right people. And this is why sometimes when you're having any guests on your show, sometimes you connect with that guest, sometimes you never connect with that guest.
That's true. And totally true.
It's all part of the agreements.
Yeah.
You know, and that's all it is. And the people that, even including our parents, it's all part of the agreement. There's an agreement that has to be fulfilled, and everybody playing their role, and that's all what it is.
And well, I know, I think I've told you, and Christopher, you and I have had how many people know, and you and I both know, in past lives we've been brother and sister, and we connected like right from the start, didn't we?
Yes, we did, B.S.
Okay, BS. Okay, no, I'm supposed to be Ella. Joseph, that's not very nice what he said. I'm supposed to, BS, according to Christopher, is big sister,
right.
Not BS. So we corrected that.
Okay, I'm sorry.
But it is true, Joseph. I know what you're saying, because you do connect with people, and then there's some that you don't. And I've done a lot of past life regression work and have experienced that for sure. Here I'm talking, and we're out of time. Joseph, I am thrilled to have had you here today and made every one of us speechless. Thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, go to
Thank
Joseph's
Thank you for having
website.
Me on the show.
Sorry?
Thank you for having me on the show.
Always a pleasure, my friend. And folks,
right.
I want to encourage you to go to Joseph's website, theblueprintofyoursoul.com. Folks, we've had a great show. Please do connect with Joseph after and see all the things that he can help you with. Just absolutely amazing. And I want to thank all of you for tuning into the show today. Now, next week on the show, my guest is Janet Nestor, and we're going to be talking about self-care. So be sure to check my blog out also at AskSueLondon.com, and you'll find many guided meditations, and there are some meditations on there from Janet. So be sure and check that out. And make sure you join us on my Facebook fan page, AskSueLondon, because every Monday, Marley shares a message. Marley is my little puppy. So at Ask Sue London, you'll see a message from Marley there. So on behalf of our guest, Joseph Gabby, my wonderful producer, Christopher DePaula, and myself, I want to say Sue, but I'm going to say Susan London. We want to wish you much love and many blessings, and I look forward to inspiring you again real soon. And I do want to wish each and every one of you listening a happy Easter, and have a safe holiday.
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue London. If you have missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to get inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guests to help you create the life you desire.
Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, 800-203-3775.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, ManifestYourLifeDream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers?
What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Tap into your I Am energy to discover who you truly are and who you always have been. Dawn Smith offers a simple yet profound and life-changing way to discover your I Am energy that is hidden beneath the toxicity caused by choices we made consciously or unconsciously prior to today. This internal perfection is not an idea, a theory, or some vague notion or concept. On the contrary, it is beyond the grasp of the brain and its intellectual interpretations, as it lies deep within the language of our hearts. Visit IamEnergy.ca.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Hello, this is Peter Aquilina, CEO and founder of Deer Defense LLC. For over 15 years, I have been dedicated to tick reduction and the prevention of Lyme disease and other tick-borne diseases. Deer abatement and tick reduction is what we do, and it is all we do. We offer deer fence sales and installation, organic tick sprays, even a simple and inexpensive Lyme risk assessment for your property. Call or email us today at 203-550-8350 or deerdefense@gmail.com. That's deerdefence@gmail.com.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I want to introduce you to my friends at BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor in the United States and Canada. Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. Practitioners often complement Beyond Balance formulas with high-quality homeopathic, such as Pecanus Bigeric remedies to enhance patient results. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, at 800-203-3775. That's 800-203-3775. And together, let's win the battle against Lyme disease.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.